This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the podcast, dude. We're back. We are back in the studio finally. It's been a while. It has been a long time. Been on the friggin' road a lot and working on main channel videos and all this other crap. So, it's been a lot. But finally back home for a little bit, which is a good feeling. Because, you know, as much as I love doing shows and everything, it's awesome being at your own house where you can just fucking put whatever clothes you want to put on, and you got all your stuff there, and you can sit on your cat. Dude, it's the best. I love being home. Nothing like being home. It's great. So it's going to be back for real in the studio. We're here, dude. I just spent, probably 20 minutes looking for the remote. And so that was fun. Looked in every drawer and I was like, where the fuck did it go? I lifted up those chairs over there and I didn't see it. So I was like, okay, so did someone fucking break in here, steal the remote and nothing else and then leave? I'm like, no, that's impossible. So where the fuck did it go? Where the hell did the remote go? And it's frustrating because I was like, hey, there's no way, because I had my, it's pretty big, but I have an assistant now. So that's been helping me with stuff because I'm trying to, you know, focus on just creating videos. So I have an assistant now and she's great. And she was here, like, you know, tidying up, getting things ready for the podcast. And I was like, did you see a remote here for the TV when you were tidying up? And then she was like, no, I didn't see one, but have you tried looking between the cushions? And then I did, and there it was. So, the fuck, man. What the fuck? And the crazy thing about that, I lifted both chairs and looked underneath them and I didn't see it. But no, someone tells me, no, look between the cushions, and there it is. What the fuck? But, you know, so. Shout out the assistant, man. She found it and now we got the VRG logo on the TV. Thank gosh. But yeah, dude, thanks to everybody who showed up to the Appleton shows. They were a good time. They were a lot of fun. I think I might zoom in on myself. One second. Okay, that feels better. I feel like that's closer now. Closer. Like that Neo song? I love that song. Turn the lights on in this way. But yeah, thanks everybody. God, sorry. Thanks to everybody who showed up to the Appleton shows in the last weekend. Those were a lot of fun. Those were lit. That was a good time. Appleton is a weird fucking town, dude. Appleton, Wisconsin. Have you ever been there? Me neither. I have for the first time. Siri, please. I'm not talking to you, okay? It's not always about you, all right? Appleton, Wisconsin is weird. The airport has got 4 gates there. And also, like I said in my last episode, but they have a huge ping pong table there. But you know what's funny about that? We were leaving. My flight was at like 11. We got there at like 9:30. And I was like, okay, I'm a pretty security line, empty, nobody there. We didn't have to take out our laptops or take our shoes off or anything. They were just like, yeah, put all your shit in this bin and walk right through. It's okay. There's nobody here. So we did that, made it through all good. And then I was like, okay, I'm pretty hungry. It's like breakfast time. Maybe I'll go get something to eat at this at one of the restaurants in there. And in the terminal, there's one. There's one restaurant in the Appleton Airport, okay? And I go to the restaurant and because they got a breakfast menu there. And I was like, okay, cool. I got like a bagel. And I was like, hey, can I get the bagel? And they're like, oh, our kitchen's closed. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. When does it open? And they're like, 11. That's when my flight boards. And I was like, so I just got like a fucking yogurt or some shit that they had in the thing. But it's like, dude, how are you going to be a breakfast restaurant in an airport and you don't open until 11, right? That's insane, Appleton. What are you doing? And every other restaurant in Appleton closes at like 3 p.m. Guys, people still eat after 3. Or maybe not. Maybe in Appleton, everybody goes to bed at a nice early 4 p.m., you know? I low-key could tell that, though. That is not a late-night town. I could sense that. Because when we did the late shows, you know, we'd have a show that started at 7 or 7.30, and then the second show would start at like 10 or 10.15 or something. And first show, electric. Energy was insane. Super people were fucking stoked to be there. There were a lot of energy, a lot of laughs. And then both of the late shows, it was just like people were like yawning and like just not as high energy. You know what I mean? And I get it. It's late. But especially in Appleton when, you know, that's the latest I think anybody's ever been up because other places close at fucking 3 o'clock. But no, the crowds were sick and I had a good time in Appleton. So thanks for coming out. Thanks for supporting. But yeah, now we're back and I'm going to talk about some stuff. Actually, sorry. At the end of this video, it ends with a special interview. Okay. We have a special interview at the end of this video and end of this podcast. It is with one of the actors who is in that short TV show slash movie that we talked about, the fucking Forbidden Love Alphas series. So I interviewed one of the actors in that. We got some insight into the production of one of these real short slash short TV films. So stick around for that. But first off, let's talk about this TikTok that I found because it is so funny. And as soon as I saw it, and I was like, "Oh, this is fucking perfect for the podcast. This is gonna crack everybody up." Okay, so hold on, let me just open it here. Let me just okay. So, I think it's been interesting. I'll preface this with a little a little monologue here. So I think it's been very interesting to see the over the course of the last 10 years, the style of pants that have become popular and unpopular, right? Skinny jeans is basically it's interesting to think about skinny jeans, you know, because these are like the skinniest jeans I have, but they were looser. They're usually looser, but I just put them in the wash for like the first time. I know they're all fucking tight, so I got to like loosen them up again. But dude, if you look up Curtis Connor, or if you just scroll down my Instagram from like to like 2014, 2015, 2016 maybe, dude, I had some tight pants, dude. I had some very, very tight pants. I used to buy these pants from Top Man called spray-on skinny jeans. They weren't actually spray-on. You didn't spray them on, but it fucking looked like it, and it felt like it, too. They were very, very tight. But that's what was cool, man. That's what was in, okay? Skinny jeans were big. Not really. They were pretty small, but they were big culturally, you know? And for sure, because of those skinny jeans, I think I'll never be able to have kids. I'm not even joking. I feel like the amount of tension that those jeans put on my balls is actually irreparable. My balls were just completely fucking squished, being squeezed by denim for like 3 years. And that can't be good, right? Even if I did somehow have the ability to, you know, make a child with my balls, The kid would come out all like shriveled, you know, it'd be like a raisin, be all squish, you know, he'd be like a, trying to think like a, you know how, is it an episode of SpongeBob where Patrick is all, like all squished down? That's what he would look like, you know? I'm gonna search SpongeBob Patrick. SpongeBob Patrick Squidward Sandy Mr. Krabs Plankton. Yes, this dude. Yo, this is what I this is what my kid would look like if I was able to have a child because I wore skinny jeans for 3 years. But now it's all baggy. You know, I like baggy pants. I got some, my pants have gotten progressively baggy over the past few years. Okay. But this company, they're going backwards. All right. I found this TikTok popped up on my For You page, and, it's from the account called Kapow Meggings, which is leggings for men. So let's go ahead and give it a watch.
Have you been wondering how to elevate your leggings? Well, I've got the answer. It's a blazer. Oof. Elevate to a smart, casual look. Or you can go for that edgy streetwear style. Or completely elevate for a sexy, cool, formal look. You can style your Kapow leggings for any event or occasion.
Whoa. So, yeah, crazy. What's that meme where it's like, these are the tightest pants in Atlanta or whatever? Tightest pants in Ohio. It's crazy when the meggings, they look like jeans, you know? I remember the first time I saw girls do that in, like, middle school. They wore leggings that looked like jeans, jeggings, and I was like, wait, what the fuck are you guys doing right now? That's incredible. That's two things in one. Jeggings, jorts, right? Jeans, but the, you know, the comfort of leggings, but the style of jeans. They gotta do that with like, what else is like comforting, you know, like comfortable, I guess they could do that. Like a jean bed, right? That'd be pretty cool. Wake up just fucking warm as hell. A denim bed. That'd be great. Or like a denim, like, bathrobe. It's the least absorbent thing ever. And it's, like, hard and shit. It's got buttons on it, too. It's like, ah, fuck. Freezing. No, but that's cool. The male jeggings goes hard.
Have you been wondering how to elevate
your leggings? Pants are so tight. I feel like you have to tuck if you're wearing these, right? Because, like, you know, when you wear things that are, like, form-fitting like that, your friggin' wiener and balls are right there, front and center, dude. They're fucking stealing the spotlight. The cock is in the spotlight, dude. They're going, here I am. It's me, penis, and my two best friends, balls. My two best friends, left ball and right ball. And they go, hey, guys, how you doing? These are my balls in this situation because they've been squished for 4 years because of skinny jeans, because of woke, because of skinny jeans. And they're like, hey, guys, how's it going? I'm balls down here. It sucks down here. Right next to the friggin' butthole sometimes. Yeah, I get farted on sometimes. The wiener's all stoked. He's like, what's up, guys? I'm the wiener. The balls are like, I get farted on sometimes. Dude, this is the worst podcast of all time. I get farted on sometimes.
Well, I've got the answer. It's a blazer. Dude.
That'll elevate the jeggings is the blazer, the tight fucking blazer, dude. This is crazy. This looks like a video game character and they haven't really nailed, like someone who's just learning how to like 3D model and they haven't quite learned how to do like fabric, you know? So this is just like the leg, and they just put a jean texture on the leg, right? It honestly looks like he was born, his legs, he's actually born and with denim legs. The denim leg syndrome. DLS, dude. The baby comes out head first, and he's like crying. It's like, oh, it's a healthy baby. Wow. They go torso, and it's like looking all good. And then they pull out, and his jeans are like, oh, no. The mom's like, what? What's wrong? I'm sure you want to know. Yes, I want to know. Your baby has jean legs. No. How did this happen? How did this happen? He was perfectly healthy. He didn't see in the ultrasound. How has this happened? How is my baby born with jean legs? And then the doctor's like, well, it's, you know, it's all because of your genes. It's all because of your genes. It's genetic.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Jeans. You know, sometimes I'll do a bit like that and it doesn't have a good ending and I kind of just move on. But sometimes, on the rare occasion, I actually find a joke. And it deserves to be celebrated, okay? So... Oh yeah. Also, I forgot to dude. I'm away from my soundboard for so long that I forgot that like how to use it. Sorry. So, back to really quick. Thank you for everybody coming to my shows in Appleton, Wisconsin. All right. Here we go. Let's get back to this fucking Meggings. Also, I don't like how they put the M in front of it to turn it into a guy thing. Right. That's dumb. That is dumb. I think they should, we got to come up with new names, right? And yeah, I think I made this point in the gendered products video I did, but like, you don't have to, what was the fucking point I was going to make? Leggings aren't fucking gendered. Like, everybody has legs, right? You don't have to put the fucking noise for man, dude, right? Put an M in front of something, it makes it automatically for guys, right? You know, maybe instead of like menopause, it'd be menopause. You know? Or maybe just for clothing, right? Instead of shoes, guys wear moves. Moves. Yeah, they're cows now. Instead of a boy cow is a mow. What else? There's a... Socks, mocks. The socks for boys are mocks. Mocks. There's a... Nipples. For men, we call them mipples. I'm actually okay with that. We should start doing that. My mipples. All right, let's keep moving on.
Sir, elevate to a smart, casual look. Or you can go for that.
Yeah, dude. Are you hiring this person? If someone walks into the job interview with Meggings and you see their cock and balls right in front of you, you go, whoa, you're hired.
A smart, casual look. Or you can go for that edgy streetwear style.
Yeah, that's edgy streetwear for sure. Dude, those shiny Meggings, bro. You know what would actually be super funny? If they came out with like baggy Meggings. And it's like, okay, so pants? they just come full circle automatically, like accidentally. But try out the baggy Meggings. Okay, so you're just full on pants now. No, 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 no. These are baggy Meggings, all right? That's what these are. These are baggy denim Meggings. Okay, guys? And don't get it fucking twisted.
Or completely elevate.
Yo, dude, someone's got to get married in that. In the, like, it's like suede, or it's like velvet around the dick and ball, or on the groin. leather, dude, a leather band around. Dude, for those of you who are just listening to this, I'm sorry, because you need to fucking see this. Go to my YouTube and watch it instead. Or I think the video's on Spotify. I don't know. It should be. There's a leather band around like the thigh area. And then down there, it's like ribbed. The knees are ribbed for his pleasure down there. And then like another weird different... What the fuck? There's like six different... Cool. This is like Frankenstein meggings. They just fucking threw a bunch of them together and be like, yeah, you can get married in these. Ladies or fellas, if you're walking, you know, your groom is waiting at the altar with the fucking officiant, you know, and he goes, I'll rise for the bride. And then the bride walks out. It's all super, you know, emotional. And you're at the, like the back of the cathedral and you see your husband. He starts crying because you look so pretty. It's you're about to spend the rest of your lives together. And then you like, you kind of see your husband at the end of the cathedral and you're like, his pants are real. They look a little tight. Okay. It's probably just my eyes playing tricks on me. I probably cause I'm crying too. And it's making him look a little blurry. I'll just keep walking. And you're like halfway and you're like, okay, I'm sorry. I think his pants are like really, really tight. Is he wearing fucking, those aren't just regular pants. Right? And then you get to the front, you're like, oh my God, he actually bought those meggings he saw on TikTok. He actually fucking bought those. I thought he sent those to me as a joke. Oh my God. Okay. And then you go up and then you do the whole thing and he's smiling, he's crying and you're crying too, but not because you love him, but you're crying because he's wearing fucking meggings at your wedding. And then, you know, you get to the point where the officiant is like, does anybody have any, does anybody object to this marriage? Speak now or forever hold your peace. And then the wife is like, yes, actually, I do. I do. I actually object to this a lot. All right. And then she looks behind her and everybody else is also objecting. The whole place is covered in puke because of the meggings. That's a crazy fit, dude.
You can style your Kapow leggings for any event or occasion.
Wow. Incredible. So this is like, how long have I been talking? Damn, I'm talking for like fucking 15 minutes about meggings, bro. So this is the account here. That one had a lot of views. I don't know where it went. Oh yeah, 5 million views, bro. Like a lot. This one had 720.
I'm going to style 3 monochromatic looks for you today, all using Kapow's.
Maybe it's called Kapow because that's what like your fucking cock and balls does to people. You know, you look at the leggings, it's like Kapow. You're like, God, man, that's your entire dick. I can see how much pubes you have. I can see how many pubes you have. That's how tight those meggings are.
Preem Hunter nice. Meggings. Add a hooded sweatshirt and a beanie for the sporty wow. look. Or go preppy and cool with an oversized button-up and a neutral wow. color block. Or for that modern Western vibe, go with a denim jacket and some rockin' Western boots. So I just showed you how one pair of Kapow meggings can give you many different looks.
I'm actually pretty shocked there because I didn't realize they were the same meggings the whole time. Okay. Should I buy these? Myth, I can't pull off men's leggings. Become the most stylish person in the room. Show your fucking wiener to everybody. Okay, Okay, let's go. There's a video about the founders. Let's see what the founders have got to say.
I'm Jordan. This is Ben. We run a men's leggings company called Kapow.
Dude, let me scroll back here. Whoa. Dude, the fucking cosmic print male leggings. That is the grossest thing I've ever seen. Dude, the cosmic... Dude. No, cosmic clothing design. No, what the fuck is it called? The fucking... Or is it just like space leggings, I guess? Is that what it'd be called? Space leggings? Yeah, dude. This shit. This design Space print. Yeah, dude. Why did this have such a hold on people in like 2015? Dude, like Stoner saw this in 2015. They were like, oh my God. It's like I'm space. It's like I'm in space. It's like I'm an astronaut. I'm so high. I'm like an astronaut. Oh, I just got really lightheaded. Ow. Where's my friggin'. Oh, sorry. Trying to get my baba.
Nicole Kapow. And here's how it all began. 2009, the Burning Man Festival.
Of course. Of course you fuckers came up with meggings at Burning Man. You're like, what if I want to still be naked, but not naked at the same time? How can I do that?
We noticed that all the guys were wearing women's leggings because they loved the bright colors, but they couldn't find any for men.
Dude,
so
it's
we
for,
went away.
Of course. What did I say? It's for fucking stoners, dude. It's for people who go to Burning Man.
And we designed them. At the same time, activewear was exploding. The problem was, it was all boring colors. And so, Kapow was born. We wanted to create a product that encourages self-expression and empowers men to wear what they want. So, we're
dude,
committed.
And like, look, here's the thing. I know I'm fucking shitting on this. If you're a guy, you want to wear meggings, that's fine. You know, I don't fucking care. You can wear what you want, but you know, just fucking call them leggings, bro. Like, that's so dumb. That's what I'm fucking pissed about. You know, it's stupid. And like, I just feel like, I don't know, regular pants just fucking look better, bro.
To growing a community of guys who are confident in their own skin and believe that stereotypes aren't defined simply by what you wear.
They're kind of spitting, but...
So what's the Kapow difference? We focus on supreme comfort, technical fabrics, killer colors, and wild prints. We stand behind the quality of our leggings, and we sell to customers in over 50 countries. We're big on ethics.
I'm also playing a song that I fucking hate.
I'm worried about it right now. Is it man in love? 1999,
TikTok songs can suck my fucking balls, bro. I hate that other song that's like, please,
it's beautiful things that I've done. Bye.
That song sucks. I hate that fucking song. All right? And I don't want to hear it anymore. Like, relax, dude. What are we at? Guys, let's do some quick advice, and then we'll cut to the interview.
We could do some advice.
Damn, I need a jingle for my advice segment. Jingle for my advice segment. For my advice segment. Jingle for my advice segment. Okay, so... for those of you who don't know, if you want to submit any advice questions, we sort of switched it up, okay? The only way to submit them is through Patreon. Send me a message on there, and that's how we get them, because it got a little overwhelming. And also, we kind of switched up the advice. It's more so for now, you know, we're going to do more so silly ones, silly advice, maybe settling debates and stuff, some advice on that, because... I sort of started to feel guilty about people giving people advice because most of them were like real life issues that should have been told to a therapist. So I got scared and I don't want to ruin people's lives. So we're doing silly shit only. All right. So this one is from Simba. Hi. Not sure if I'm supposed to ask for. Okay. Yeah, you got it. I need advice on telling my parents to stop bugging me about my blood sugars. I am a 20-year-old type 1 diabetic, and it's honestly the most frustrating thing in the world to get texts from my parents while I'm busy about my blood sugar. But I also don't want them to think I don't appreciate that they care about me. Please help. Okay. So that's a good question. That's something I've never had to deal with. But I can imagine, you know, you want to be independent, right? You want to feel like you can take care of yourself. But, you know, your parents are like, come on, take your insulin, have a juice box, you know? And that's tough, too, because you don't want to be like, shut the fuck up. I know, you know, because that's just like kind of fucked up because, you know, they're just trying to help you. So. Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, I guess the real way, I guess my honest answer, like the, probably the correct answer is to just be upfront and be like, hey, I know you're reminding me because you love me, but you are treating me like a child. I'm an adult now and I can do this by myself. And you have to trust me, you know? I think that's the perfect way to do it. But what you could do instead is maybe try to text them in the amount that they're texting you, maybe text them something that they should already know how to do, you know? Like maybe text your dad every morning and be like, hey, don't forget to drink a black coffee and cough really loud and fart a bunch. You know, don't forget to go to work today. You know, tell your mom to like, I don't know your mom, but like, what do moms do? Be like, hey, don't forget to put on a Sarah McLachlan CD. Don't forget. Okay. Don't forget to post a selfie on Facebook, mom. Don't forget. So that, and then they'd be like, maybe they'll get the picture and be like, oh, okay, so we are annoying when we do that. Gotcha. Sorry. So that's my advice for you there. We got another one here. And this one's fucking crazy. This one is from Mickey the Human Statue. So basically, I am an identical twin, and when I was younger, I was swinging on a swing at my house. Okay. Just had to flex on us really quick. You had a swing at your house? And okay, I was swinging on a swing at my house and flipped over and cracked my head open, LOL. I had to get stitches. But my twin sister thinks that this happened to her. We both have memories of being the one on the swing and the one watching the other twin on the swing. What should we do to get to the bottom of this? Is the cracked head the friends we made along the way or no? Okay, twin. That's fucking crazy. Because I've heard of like twin telepathy and shit. And low-key, I believe it. Because I was friends with these two twins in high school. Obviously, I was friends with both of them. Because they were like pretty similar dudes. In many ways. But yeah, dude. I think that is crazy. I mean, I think there's obviously an easy way to tell, right? Like, I think you guys would have scars. So, but I think both of you guys have to shave your heads. Because if you got stitches, I'm pretty sure it would leave a scar on your head. So, both shave your heads right now. Oh, but also, like, medical records, you know, go check out medical records. Can you ask your parents? I'm sure they remember which one. Or, I don't know. I feel like if I was a parent and I had twins, they would both be all fucking scrunched up because I, you know, my skinny jean obsession. But I would forget about shit. I would confuse the two all the time. So maybe the parents aren't really reliable there. So I go shave your head, medical records. But sorry, what was I saying about twin telepathy? Yeah, sometimes my twin friends would do shit that was just like a little crazy. Like they would just like kind of like they just fucking. I don't know. I believe it. I believe in twin telepathy. I really do. It's like the two brains that are just like connected, you know? They could like honestly, if twins really wanted to, I feel like they could like start flying and shit. They could like move objects together, you know, but with their minds. Twin powers activate. Oh, I fell off a swing. No, I did. Such a funny thing to fight about, too. No, I hit my head. No, I did. I think you both did, actually. You guys both did, and you forget because of the brain damage. I don't know. But my guess, I would search up your medical records, maybe, and shave your head to look for the scar. Not Scar from Lion King. Because don't go looking for him. He's bad. All right, that was the advice segment. That's my best piece of advice is do not seek Scar from Lion King because he's bad. But guys, we're going to cut to an interview I did in Appleton, Wisconsin with an actor from the friggin' Alpha True fucking... What the fuck was it even called? I always forget the name of the fucking... It's like Alpha's Love, Forbidden Desires or some shit like that. You know, the Alpha... I did an episode about it a few weeks ago with the fucking stepbro Alpha professor thing. And we learned a lot. I actually learned a lot interviewing this actor. So enjoy it. And I'll see you afterwards.
Hello. Hello, Cassidy. Yeah. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Great. Thank you for sitting down with me to talk about your experience filming the iconic film.
Iconic.
Well, short film series.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. So this was, you were in Forbidden Desires, Alpha's Love.
Yeah.
And who did you portray in this?
I played Mia, mm-hmm. Chloe's best friend, who is also a witch.
Damn.
Yeah. And kind of the only person that was on Chloe's side. Everyone was kind of
right
against her, yeah, it seemed.
They were pretty mean.
They were pretty mean to her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, it's interesting to talk to someone who was in this because, and this is probably going to sound fucked up, but like when I do watch these, like there's, cause I made a video of, about a thing similar to, I know a different film that is similar to this in plot and theme. And yeah, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, this doesn't seem like a real thing I'm watching that with like a real script supervisor and sets and costume, like, but it's like when you think of like it's like a full-on production.
Oh yeah, there was so many people that worked on it.
Yeah,
every day I was on set, it there was easily 50 people on the crew.
Damn.
Every day. Yeah.
Damn, that's yeah, crazy. And so
yeah,
how did you find out about this role, like?
So I kind of had a different experience from everyone else. The producer, who I think she was the producer, I worked with her on a different project. I did a commercial for her for, I think, Amazon for a storage maniac container unit thing.
Okay.
And another girl that was helping with the video. They were both from China. And they asked me if I was willing to audition after I worked with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, yeah, because I knew that they were casting it while I was shooting this commercial with them.
Right.
And funny enough, they wanted me to play Serafina originally.
Oh, damn.
The blonde chick that's the bully.
Right.
I'm much happier with the role I got because I'm definitely like, I can play mean, but like she was much more suited for that role than I was.
Yeah, she was. She was super mean. Yeah.
But yeah, they were like, "Are you willing to audition?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then they like were like, "Actually, never mind. We're just gonna cast you." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Oh, sick.
So, they asked me if I was available for 4 days of shooting.
Okay.
And I believe, in total, it was 8 days of shooting.
Damn,
for
I was gonna say, yeah. Okay, so the whole thing. But so the scenes that you weren't in, I guess? So only
yeah,
4 days for you and then full thing was 8 days. Okay. Damn.
Yeah, it was a interesting process. But I know that they had advertised it on like backstage.com.
Okay.
I think that's how everyone else found it.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I showed up to set the first day in New York City at like a school, shot the classroom scene where they're calling Chloe a slut and everything.
Iconic.
I think they shot the iconic shower scene.
Oh, yeah.
That day that everyone's seen.
Yeah.
And then the other couple of days was in, I think there were two in upstate New York at this beautiful, like, giant mansion.
Wow.
That like it was an Airbnb, but they had so many rooms, And they were actually so nice. They were like, you can stay overnight because you're shooting tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And that's rare. So I was like, I would love to, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
But a lot of people did stay overnight.
Cool.
Because they did start like at 6 a.m. every day shooting.
Damn.
Something like that.
So it's like a pretty big production that they got going on for this.
Oh my gosh. It was the food that they brought on set, the amount of people that worked on it.
Wow.
The amount of cameras, the different angles that they shot.
Wow.
It was a lot, but it was, I think, originally written in Chinese. So some of the translations were a little bit.
Okay, that.
Interesting.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, yeah, some of the things didn't really. I mean, like, it all made sense, obviously, but it was just like a little. Some of the stuff was a little off.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us tried to fix the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Say, but you know, there's only so much you can do with "Hey, step bro" kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't really. Yeah, there's only so much.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do with a script like that.
So this was on short TV.
Yeah, and I know you said something about real short too.
Yeah.
I heard originally that that's where it was supposed to be.
Oh.
So I don't know what happened or if I just heard wrong information, but I don't know if they work with both companies or what.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was trying to figure out on the podcast, because they mm-hmm. both, they share certain actors.
Yeah.
There's very similar themes and storylines, a lot of alphas, a lot of wolves.
Yeah.
They really love that.
They really do.
So yeah, you sent over some pictures too. I want to look at those.
I did.
Oh yeah, so that's you in the nice in the dress there, a nice mirror selfie.
Oh, I was like that, just so you know, that's me in the trailer.
Yeah. Gotcha. Oh yeah, so they
that
had
was at the house we shot at.
Yeah, it looks nice. So you had like, yeah, there's like a script supervisor and everything. Like they had, do they have like costume people on set too, like makeup and everything?
They had hair and makeup. They did have like a wardrobe supervisor, but mm-hmm. all the costumes that I brought were my own. I know Chloe, they supplied clothes for her,
mm-hmm.
but I think a majority of us just brought our own clothes. And then
gotcha.
They said yes or no.
Right. Okay, cool. Based on
what they were shooting that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were so many people. So many people.
Damn. Did they have a VFX supervisor on set?
I don't think so. Yeah. I know there's in the trailer that I sent you, there's this part where I'm doing magic.
Yeah.
And they were like, do magic hands, and I was like,
oh, dang.
Yeah.
So I guess you just had to.
I made it up.
You just had to make it up.
Yeah. And then halfway through, I was like, oh, maybe I should go like that. And they're like, no, just keep what you were doing because we already got that. And I was like, okay. Right,
you got to keep it specific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it consistent.
We did have, they didn't have a fight supervisor or fight coordinator.
Right.
On set, but one of our actors was actually a fight coordinator.
Oh.
And I volunteered to like help figure out how to do this.
That's awesome.
There were some fight scenes in there that I haven't seen yet, but I know I got pushed. I know Chloe punches Adrian's dad in the face.
Whoa.
There were a couple of things that were like,
right.
We need someone to teach us how to do this safely.
So I guess from what you're saying with like the even like the on the fly translation of stuff and the fight supervising thing, it's like, so it seemed like pretty collaborative on
it was
on the set.
It was, yeah. they were the nicest people. I'm pretty sure, I know the girls that I worked with were from China. I don't know if all of them were from China, but English was like pretty much all of their second language. So wow. They were very like, yeah, tell us like, how do we fix this kind of, and, okay, and it was cool. Great. They were all very nice.
Interesting. Yeah. So yeah. That's the thing I learned on the, when I did the video about Real Short, when I went to their website, everything was like there, it was like mostly their main stuff was in like another language, so I couldn't really understand it. So I guess I'm just trying to figure out what their business plan is. So I guess they're trying to branch out into Western media.
Yeah, it's like the only way I can describe it is like that Episodes app in real life. Like,
yeah, you're right,
but without choosing.
Yeah, they choose for you.
Yeah.
Were they
choose everything?
Yeah, that's kind of nice. You don't have to do anything. You have to buy any diamonds or anything. Well,
step bro, professor, werewolf, yeah, all of it.
Let's just throw it all in.
Mm-hmm.
Were they? So, because this is only shot like vertically. There's like, I don't think a landscape version exists, right?
No. Yeah, they shot on like fancy cameras, but like they did like have it
sideways
set to only film sideways. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I always think about that too. I'm like, do they just do it like that and then crop it, or do they just completely flip the camera up? But
yeah,
cool.
Basically, yeah.
Damn. Do you have any like funny stories what happened on set or anything? Anything nuts? Anything silly or crazy?
Nuts. Let me think. I know like a lot of them, it was like their first time shooting anything for film. Mm. I mean, everyone was so nice. We got along really well. Anything funny?
It's okay if
I
not.
Mean, well, nothing really funny happened. It was more just like fun hanging out with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a time where we had to shoot in a really cold basement for a really long time. Oh, so we were all bundled up with like heat.
All the hand warmers and stuff.
They gave us like hand warmers and stuff. The poor woman that played the mom had like blood put on her neck and it got all in her hair.
Oh, damn.
And her hair's blonde. So, and it's like sticky blood. So it was like,
oh no.
Yeah.
So I had one other question. I feel like when you were on set, I feel like it's pretty campy, I feel is the word. It's very like, you know, we're not doing the fucking top of the line CGI stuff for the fights and everything.
Yes.
So pretty camp, I guess, but and I think, and it comes through with like the dialogue and just the themes of like, and all the memes and stuff. So do you think like when you guys were on set, were you like, we just got to fucking go for it, play into it, I guess?
Yeah. The I remember specifically the proposal scene. Adrian proposes to Chloe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. but I remember that was such a silly, fun moment for all of us. Mm-hmm. Chloe's putting her eye drops in because she's gonna cry, and
right.
Chloe and Adrian has such like a funny dynamic with each other. I mean, they had to because they both are in relationships. They're both like filming this like raunchy,
right? Yeah,
it was crazy, but like they were very fun to work with. They were like grabbing each other and like laughing, and like it was just a very lighthearted environment for sure.
That's awesome.
everyone was having fun with each other.
That makes me very happy to hear. Cause you never,
yeah,
like looking from the outside, I think people only assume like the weird, like the worst stuff, I guess. but that makes me happy that it was like a good, environment for people.
Oh yeah. They treated us very well. They were very nice. Everyone got along great.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, would you do another one if they came knocking on your door?
Well, I can't say, but Stay tuned.
Whoa.
Who knows?
Damn. Who all knows? Right. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, they're very strict about like the copyright. I didn't sign like an NDA or anything, but
right,
like,
yeah,
say nice things, and I only have nice things to say.
Right.
But...
yeah. Yeah. It's not like a Marvel level. Like secrecy or anything, but
no not at all. But I can't like share any of the videos that like I found on TikTok or anything,
right?
But... yeah,
okay, got you. That makes sense.
Yeah,
well, Cassidy, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me and providing an insight into the world of forbidden desires, alpha's love. But yeah, also if friggin' Short TV is watching, I want in. I also want to do one. let's get it going.
Let's get you cast in the next one.
Yeah, I want to be the alpha vampire wolf.
Vampire wolf, perfect.
yeah, anything you want to like plug or shout out or anything?
Follow me on TikTok at @CassCass_CASCAS_. And my Instagram is @CassidyTerciano, just my full name.
Fuck yeah.
Very long, hard to spell Italian last name.
Okay. I'll spell it out. What could put on the screen, so it'll make it easy for people.
Thank
you so much for sitting down. Appreciate it. And
thank you.
Yeah. Back to the episode. All right, cool.
All right. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Very Really Good. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys want some more Very Really Good, you guys can go to the Patreon, patreon.com/veryreallygood. You can click the link in the description. We do bonus episodes, and there's a ton on there and that you immediately get access to when you join. So it's always a good time over there. They're more chill, right? And it is a great way to support the pod, but no pressure. But thank you so much for watching. Hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next week. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was a weird burp. All right. See you.